Now listen, I don't want to come off as a jerk or as a meanie weenie, but can somebody please help us out at 833-563-2539? Mackenzie. Just take it. I don't know even how to set you up. I don't even know what to say about this.
I'm sure you and Lenz, in your relationship, like, someone does the laundry. Maybe someone always takes out the trash. Sometimes you establish kind of roles or just things that you do, right?
Okay, I'll give you that.
So, in my relationship, I'm newly by myself. I've never lived by myself before. So, my past relationship, I did not handle electronics. I did not set things up. That was always, like, my ex did all of those things. He was really good at it. It was easy. So I now am left to work with handymen or ask people to help me out to do things. So,
hi, I'm Mr. Handyman. Here to give you a hand.
Those things, just, that's not my forte. I have a large skill set that's just not one of them. So right now, here's the deal. I have cable.
Yeah.
But I want to join everybody else and just have all the other things.
I want Liv to hop on to Pork Chop's mic because hers isn't working.
And don't be mean to me, because here's the thing. There's plenty of people that pretend that they know exactly how to do things, and they have no idea.
Liv, how do you feel about Mackenzie not knowing how to do anything with Netflix, honestly?
I'm, like, stunned, and, like, I kind of, I guess, get that it's, like, she was dating that guy since she was, like, what, 13 or something?
11.
Since she was 11, and
yes.
He always did the technology stuff. So I kind of get that aspect, that it's like, it's almost like she never had to learn because, like, he would just did it all. But I'm just, like, stunned because I don't know a single person that doesn't have Netflix.
Glitch. She had a glitch.
Yeah. I don't know a single person that doesn't have Netflix. And I know more people that don't have cable,
yeah,
and just purely rely on Netflix.
Of course.
Than vice versa, especially with you having a kid.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, with kids, it's so important because you can tailor what they're seeing, what they're watching, whereas, like, with TV and cable, sometimes you can't.
Exactly. And, too, I never watch TV. To be honest, I'm running around like a crazy person. My commercials run on TV. I never see them. I've never watched TV because I'm always running around. But, hey, so Liv actually inspired me because she was like, oh, I want to watch a really good movie. I'm like, I want to watch really good movies, and I need to, like, get – I know people don't want to pay their cable bill anymore, so they go straight Netflix, straight whatever, at Prime, all these things, and I want in. But here's the thing. I don't honestly know how to do it. I have the app. And I need a Roku. I know I need a smart stick. I know the things I need. I know what they exist.
I've never heard of a smart stick.
Should I just get a smart TV? Like, what's the step?
Let me help you.
Okay.
833-563-2539. If you can call in and explain this to Mackenzie, the simplest way that she could get Netflix from, I assume, like, her phone. Because you don't have it at all, right? You don't even have it.
Well, I have it on my phone now.
You just downloaded it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then I think the easiest thing is just to have her take it from her phone and to Chromecast it onto a TV. Even if you don't have a smart TV, you can just put it in through the HDMI.
I truly don't think she understands the difference between downloading and having the app and then actually having a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, I know your subscription. You can share passwords. Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
No, yeah, you can.
Actually, we legit called Netflix and asked them on when Pork Chop and I worked together, because we had a standout on the show who would not share his Netflix password, and they said it was, in fact, okay. Or at least that one representative said it was okay.
That's why they talked about how they're going to crack down on it coming up. So I'm pretty sure it's not legal.
So anywho.
At least 4 years ago it was.
Until everybody was on it. Listen, what does Mackenzie need to do here? Can you offer any advice? Because I think the easiest thing, as I told her, is just to download it, either get her own account or illegally hop onto somebody else's, and then all you do is you go get, like, a Chromecast or, like, an Apple TV, whatever it is, and you just plug it right in there, $15-$20, boom, you're ready to go. You could do that in, like, 10 minutes.
Okay, I know you're saying these things are so easy, but you're like, boom, get an Apple TV,
you plug it in, Chromecast, right into the HDMI.
See, I know what HDMI is.
See,
I mean, I'm down with
set.
That. But there are people that don't know what these things are. Or you make it sound easy, and they're like,
well,
what
I'm afraid,
is that?
I'm afraid if people don't know what it is, that they also don't know how to call in at 833-563-2539. They're picking up a banana. Hello?
Hello? I was like, oh, yeah, just get your Chromecast or get your Roku. And then you say, da-da-da-da-da. It's overwhelming if you're not. That's not your world. You're like, huh? What?
Can anybody help Mackenzie out? That's all we're looking for here. I'm sorry. I know you got other things going on.
I mean, it can't
be
hard. Dummies do this every single day. I just need this. Steps 1, 2, 3, 4, how to do it.
All right, we'll see if we can get some help. Okay, Mackenzie, I don't know if we actually have answers, but we have people calling in, which is half the battle.
Thank you. I'm like, help me.
Help me. I don't know what I'm doing. Mackenzie wants to watch Netflix like the rest of the world has been doing for 10 to 20 years.
I wanted Netflix and chill like from 10 years ago.
All right, are you looking for people to chill with, too? Because that's a whole separate
phone
thing.
That's a whole other thing. No, I'm just looking to get connected.
Once again, with Netflix or the person, that's what I'm trying to figure out. All right, 833-563-2539. Let's go to Tiffany this morning. A lot of ladies offering you some advice. Tiffany.
Thank you. I need it.
What does Mackenzie need to do here to get that Netflix?
Okay, so as long as you have the app on your phone and you have a smart TV, you can screen share without even having a remote to actually get it on your TV. My son found it out. He's 3 years old. He clicked on it on my phone, and that's how I found out you can screen share from your phone.
I love that.
I lost my remote in moving, and yeah, I haven't had a remote in probably like 8 months.
Do you have...
But you can get it from your phone.
But I need to get an Apple TV, right?
No. Do you have a smart TV?
No.
Just a smart TV. It's like a Vizio, the cheap
oh,
one
wait,
from
yeah,
Walmart.
I do have that. Yeah, I do have that.
I don't think
I didn't even know that I had that, but I do.
Well, that doesn't mean your TV is a smart TV.
Joe, you can come over and look at my TV.
It doesn't mean, Tiffany, that her TV is that it's a smart TV. She could have an old Vizio. Thank you for calling in, but I think we're more confused now. Kelly, thank you for calling in. Can you help with Mackenzie's goal to get the image on her phone to the TV?
Yeah. So I think the best thing for you to do is to get a Fire Stick from Amazon.
Okay, easy. I'm looking at them literally right now on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, you should definitely get one of those. All you have to do is plug it in to any TV that has an HDMI port, which basically they all do now.
And mine do. I did check that. Okay.
And if you have an Amazon account, which it sounds like you do, you just sign in and you can download Netflix, Hulu. If you're a Prime member, the Fire Stick actually comes with its own lineup of shows that are like made by Amazon.
I am. Thank you. Okay, I'm looking at these. They're not that expensive.
Now, Mackenzie's from the street. She's like, so what do I got to do to get one of those jailbait ones or whatever? Or
jailbroken?
Well, she said jailbait, so I don't know.
Wait,
she's looking
what?
At poor child.
So, not that I have one or anything like that, but you can watch videos on YouTube on how to do it. It's really easy.
Oh, nice.
Interesting, Kelly.
Okay.
Could you imagine Mackenzie like trying to do something like that and she gets arrested? Who's going to watch Lulu?
What are you talking about? What? Like doing illegal stuff?
Yeah, when you break, or what's it called, pork chop?
Jailbroken.
When you jailbreak a Fire Stick so you can get more things for free.
Oh, I think it's illegal. I would never do that intentionally.
I didn't mean to. I accidentally broke it. My bad. Andrea, we'll wrap it up with you. Thank you for calling in to try to help out Mackenzie. First of all, are you in the same boat as her? Or do you actually know what you're doing?
Yeah, no, I didn't know what I was doing, but I accidentally bought one of the TVs that she needs.
Oh,
I went to Walmart just to buy.
Thanks, Andrea.
I bought one at Walmart. I got it home and I turned it on. And I was confused because it popped up all these apps on it with, like, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Vudu. And I had to call my son and ask him, like, why did my TV have all these apps on it like my phone does? And he came over to explain to me. They're already preloaded. All you do is sign into the app. So you don't have to screencast anything or Chromecast anything or Fire Stick anything or break anything into jail. You can just watch it on your regular television.
See?
And then you can use your phone at the same time.
That is awesome. See, it is, you don't realize, but since this, thank you very much, Andrea, since it's not your world, so someone's like, go with the Fire Stick. Here's another option. Just go to Walmart and get the TV. So it's like all these different things you can do.
Assuming the way I've seen you take things so far, like down the path you go.
I took notes. Look at this paper.
I know you do.
I've been writing all these suggestions from our wonderful listeners down, so thank you.
Why do I feel like you're going to buy a new TV? Like your USB wasn't working. You're like, oh, I'm just going to get a new car. Like anything doesn't work. So I guess I have to get a whole new one.
I'm very much like my mom, Kiki. When I get overwhelmed, I'm like, I don't care about the details. Just make it work. I just want it to work.